Welcome to the Business Abundance Podcast, providing the tools and knowledge to help small business owners succeed. For additional resources, visit www.businessabundance.online.
Hello and welcome to the Business Abundance Podcast. I'm Zahara and I'm here again with Rowan and Ian.
Hello everyone. G'day.
Today we're going to have a little chat about some unconventional ways to improve. As a small business owner, you have a lot of valuable things that you should be doing. However, habits make a difference. And I think whether you're setting those habits for yourself or you're setting them for your team, I reckon there's going to be a lot of improvement. So I just want to have a chat about that. We've been testing some different activities, I guess, to see what works and what doesn't work. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes through this conversation. But yeah, we just want to hand over that knowledge and let you know that there are some ways that you can improve your intelligence, I guess, your critical thinking skills.
Brain.
Yeah, basically improve your brain and also hand over that knowledge to your team so that they can work together. Better communication, better collaboration and self-esteem, I guess.
Fantastic.
Yep. So it'll be good. I think a couple of podcasts ago we talked about the speed typing test.
No.
Ian was...
No, we didn't.
Ian's regretting that. He, out of the three of us, nope. Ian talked to the biggest game.
Wouldn't.
But has it's not shown to the party.
Terrible.
Terrible.
We
18 words per minute. Don't be daft. Or it's at least 40.
That's shocking.
Maybe 60. I think you were 30.
No, I'm
below average.
I was average. I think you said I was at least average, but I wasn't 100 like you crazy cats.
It's just a quick type.
Yeah.
Efficient.
Amazing. Efficient.
Not here to put shoes on caterpillars.
I've never heard.
No, you wouldn't need to.
Oh, my gosh. So these apps that we're talking about obviously are not sponsored, but they're just interesting to have a conversation about.
Not sponsored yet.
Not yet. Yeah.
Put the discount code Business Abundance.
So. For 10% off. So yeah, the first one being speed typing test, and I guess it's relevant because if you're only typing a few words a minute, your emails are going to be slow, and that's time you could be making up. Well, a lot. I mean, if you're taking 10 minutes per email and it should only take you a minute per response because you're busy trying to figure out the keyboard.
I found my speed did improve when I started using more than two fingers.
That is a good start. Yeah. I mean, I guess that is a skill you have to learn. I grew up with computers, so...
I didn't.
Yeah.
Because I'm old.
It's like when you text with one finger.
Well, if she just uses the swipe. She just...
Oh, I couldn't. Because then I'm not sure what word I've written.
Well, she knows.
That's amazing.
Looks fast.
That's cool.
Incredible.
Yeah. I can touch type on the screen. It used to be easy with the buttons.
Yeah, that's a good point. Do you have to look at the keyboard while you type?
Not anymore.
That's good. Not anymore. That's good. Good skill. Yeah, well, it's literally just an online typing test and it comes up with very random sentences. You have to type those sentences for a minute. You can do
2 minutes,
different,
whatever.
Yeah, whatever you like, and then you get an effectiveness score.
Yep.
And then also how many words you're typing per minute. Obviously, the faster and the more accurate you are, the better you are at it.
So they've got sort of programs to get you from point A to point B as far as slow to fast or faster, faster.
If you're a competitive person, just 5 minutes at the start of the day, get your fingers all ready before your office job. It's like stretches for your fingers.
Yeah, one of the people we had work for us, the typing was slow.
Yeah.
Before we put in the typing test.
That's right.
To recruitment. So, and they started doing it every day, just the 1 minute. And then they dramatically improved pretty quick, like 50% in a month.
That's pretty impressive improvement.
People just saying that. Didn't have computers when they were younger and haven't learnt. Just a bit of effort every day.
Speed up. Hard effort.
Sounds like a habit.
Yeah. But it extends a little bit too, like with speed typing. If you can type well or you can learn to use shortcuts and things on the keyboard, it speeds you up no end. And everyone's like, oh, how will this computer work? But it could be like
take you 5 minutes.
A tenth of the time if you can get good at using a computer.
Yep. It's one of those things where time actually is money as well. So as Z said, if it's taking you 10 minutes to compose an email, I mean, six emails is an hour, and an hour of your time at X amount of dollars, if you can halve that.
It's an expensive piece of communication. Best built by post.
So I saw the post stamps going up.
Yeah, that's safe too. All right, anyway, speed typing tests.
Yep, bit left field, but this is to just expand your thoughts, your knowledge base. That's Duolingo. I love Duolingo. Oh, I'm learning Italian at the moment.
One of the best.
I'm shocking at it, but it's great.
Why are you learning Italian?
Oh, because I want to go to Italy.
Yep.
Yeah, I think it'd be so fun.
Fine education.
It is so good. Yep.
How long have you been learning for?
A year.
Can you speak Italian?
No. I regretted like having this on there because I was like, I bet someone's going to be like, can you do I know latte is actually milk.
Yes.
Yeah. Cappuccino is literally cappuccino.
Yeah, so latte in Western society is pretty much wrong because it's just meant to be milk.
Really did my head in. But that was like one of the first lessons and I remember it because I was like, wow, that's so weird.
Hey, that's how I learned it because I think I was doing it on Duolingo at some stage. I've tried 7 different languages and I'll do it for like 2 weeks, pay the annual subscription and then stop.
What?
And then this has been an 8-year process.
Yeah. But it like the reminders have been getting better and better. There's like now it's like viral on social media because Duolingo like really gets into you if you're not. I got an email the other day saying clearly our notifications aren't working and I was like, okay.
Nice. There's a brilliant TED talk from the guy who developed Duolingo on the branding and the strategy behind Duolingo. And it's impressive the amount of thought that's gone into it. There's no accidents in marketing.
No, it's very cool.
So a lot of these programs are so good how they guide you through the process. Like a bit of fun. If you're not quite there, get you there in a nice way.
It's created a very addictive platform. And my kids are working their way through Spanish and German at the moment. And you just watch them. They love to learn. They're both pretty much enjoyed school from the moment they started, but they've got their friends onto it and their friends are sometimes not the greatest students, but they're on Duolingo learning languages.
Yeah, you can do little friend collaborations and everything. It's so cool and you earn rewards, you get little freezes and doubles up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Even the characters are quite sassy.
Can you learn English on it?
Yeah. I reckon, Oh, wouldn't that be humbling? If you're like, I'm going to learn my first language on Duolingo, and they're like, that's not how you do that.
That's just a lesson, critical thinking. Get myself up to speed.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. But, yeah, it's not like directly related to work or in any sense, but it does help you think. I mean, if you're doing very, like, monotonous, is that the word? Tasks, just reoccurring tasks.
Other app you're getting to might help you with monotonous.
That's probably a good idea. Yes. But basically it helps you think.
Yeah.
Use your brain.
For a few minutes of the day, gives you a few lessons, takes you through a schedule.
No more than 10 minutes.
Yeah. And then eventually you get there and you continue to create neural pathways. The brain has a brief period when it's young where it's exploding, then a period between 14 and 15 years old where it creates a whole heap of new neural pathways, but then that slows down as you get older. So anything you can do to keep your brain active like that, you can continue to learn.
Yeah.
You can teach an old dog new tricks. With the English too, maybe 7 years ago I started doing crosswords and just like the online one, newspaper sites that do a daily crossword, and I'll probably get 10% of it to start with and then use the hint button. Significantly, as in just put the word in for me. And then after doing one a day, after like a year, I'd probably be 60% I'd do the whole thing and then the rest of it need one handful. And then like after that, probably the top 5% for speed, I think, in the following year because it says like where do you rank and pretty easily now. So I try to do, I think it's dictionary.com, have a daily crossword. And the Sunday one's brutal. The Saturday one's brutal. Monday one's pretty easy. Tuesday's super easy. So do the Tuesday. But then that's quite a mix of difficulty. Well, why would you do the crossword? I found it was really good for speaking. So brain works pretty fast, mouth doesn't quite keep up. You start explaining something and then suddenly you go, oh, I can't actually continue the sentence because I want to say this, but I've now said this and it doesn't make sense. So you're tongue-tied or whatever. But just knowing more words and what they mean and from doing the crosswords made it so much easier to speak.
I once worked in a place where we'd gather around at the end of the day and you'd have a 10 to 20 minute break before you got into other work. And the newspaper, crossword. And that was a collaborative thing that we did together. Yes, it improves your vocab, but for culture, everyone was sort of competing to try and get the answer first, and it turns into a bit of a friendly banter. And the team was as strong as it had ever been when it was doing the daily crossword for the newspaper.
Yeah. So I started using an app, Elevate, which has lots of different, like your maths, you've got logic, et cetera, et cetera. But it's got the daily crossword on it.
You know the maths.
Yeah, pretty good at the maths.
Yeah.
That's an easy one. There's a few ones that are a bit hard. But no, it's got sort of levels for everyone.
I disagree. That was so hard.
It's got levels for everyone. But
Enneagram personalities right here.
Yeah, it's even listening, for example. Yep. So good with listening. But I started using it for a couple of weeks and then I showed my wife, Claire, and she started using it. So we've got the daily crossword we both do now and there's different difficulty settings for it. It's the same words, but the hints are different.
Yeah.
So I've got it on hard. She's got it on moderate, I think.
Is that a flex?
Cool flex.
No, it's not a flex. It's more just saying there's different levels within it. But Zee, you've been using this, haven't you?
Yeah. So you have level. I've got it up in front of me. So the first one is process. Like it takes you through stages that you've got to complete in a time period. So like there's difficulty, which is 67 out of 400, for example. So this is meant to be like an easy one. And it says like benefits, increase your reading speed or improve your reading comprehension. And then you get started. Let me do it. Yep, here we go. Yeah, so you've got to complete 150 words per minute. So that's like relatively easy one. And you've got to just read that and like comprehend it. And yeah, it's really hard. I find it really difficult.
But they've got lots of different games within it, so it makes it, we can study, you can do certain things. But the games is, for example, in writing, you get to commas, detail, expression, inversion, punctuation, refinement, spelling, and syntax. And then speaking, you've got clarity, diction, eloquence, precision, pronunciation, recall. And they're all different ones with different difficulties. And then as you progress or get better or fail, it changes the difficulty. And then you've got scores within each one. So for each day, they have a few things. Like you've got this flame that says your streak, so it encourages you to do it every day. You don't want to lose your streak.
Yeah, that's most motivating.
Yeah, so I think I'd had a streak for a couple of months, missed a couple of days doing the actual activities, and then in the last 2 weeks, I was just like, oh, I don't actually want to do the games. My brain needs a rest. So I just do the crossword because it took a minute. Keep my streak, just a bit of motivation. So you do it. But then they have a recommended one for each day and it's got five things in it that it suggests you should be working on. And each one takes about a minute. So it's 5 minutes. Boom, 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 pops up on your phone. And then you can sort of move about your day. So I started just using that like a way to break up the morning. But for me, it was, oh, play a game or have a break or, but what are you doing? You go to the gym and get fit if you're disciplined, which I don't. But if we use our brains, which most of us do, what are we doing to keep that fit? So it's a way to just break it up, make sure you're progressing in all the different areas.
Beat scrolling on social media.
Yeah. And it's quite fun too. Like if you've got 15 minutes, you're bored, just get it up and you can go through the ones you want and do the recommended.
We waste so much time doom scrolling.
Yes.
We don't go to social media or YouTube with purpose. We go there because, oh, here's a notification. Now I'm going to scroll. And then before you know it, an hour's gone. Whereas if you just have something like an Elevate on your phone and 15 minutes of actual productivity without it feeling like you're learning. And I think that's where Duolingo and Elevate have really done well in the market is – you are tricking yourself into learning things and it's a game and your brain is improving and it's incremental growth. So you're not going to use it once and then go, oh, my God, I'm a genius. This is amazing. But creating that habit again of using it every day And then 21 days later, you're just going to do it out of habit.
Huh. Yeah, it's interesting. Like I finished uni and then there was no real, like obviously getting better for the role I was in, I was doing, but I wasn't really testing myself like you would in an exam or an assignment or really, really diving into anything. And so what I have noticed is before I started those things like Duolingo and the reason I did get into it and like I was reading and those sort of things, but it was, I'd read one book and then go reward myself with something I actually liked reading, for example.
Reading's different too because you read the book and you're like, oh, that's interesting, but there's no putting into practice or testing yourself. Yeah.
What I found was I like felt really stale. I just hadn't really exerted that side of my brain. And so now doing it's a bit more rewarding. I feel like I'm actually progressing. Otherwise, imagine that 10 years time and I haven't really improved at all. That's going to be an embarrassing state to be in.
And the links between this sort of brain activity and then early onset dementia and things like that that are horrific to see family members go down with. If you can keep the brain active, there's plenty of research out there that's suggesting that you can stave off a lot of those things.
Yeah, I think they'll just helps with your day-to-day tasks.
Yeah. Some things like Elevate has to make it a bit more interesting because you're like, oh, you know, learning school, blah, 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 boring. But it ranks you as well, so you can sort of see if you're in the beginner or moderate or expert or advanced or
whatever. Yeah, I love knowing that I'm the best at Italian for the day. Duolingo does it. 15
points away from going to expert and makes you just knuckle down. Yeah,
like, a few more. About to be Einstein.
And self-esteem.
Yeah, I've been doing this for a year and I still can't see any Italian. But so, like, just looking at my rankings down, they're all reasonably even, except for memory, which is a little bit below. It's still pretty good, but it's a fair way below the others.
Mm.
And then you've got the rankings. So you've got your rankings compared to other users.
Yeah.
And when you first join, you do some tests and however you perform in that is where they start you off. So you're trying to figure out how to use the game, how to use the app, and you muck up half of it. So they sort of start you a bit lower, I think. But maths rank pretty high, memory rank a little bit lower, but still pretty good. But then within that, you can click on each section and it's got like rankings within memory, for example. So my retention's top quarter, my name recall's bottom half.
Mm-hmm.
So it breaks them down into different categories.
That's why it always gets our name wrong, is it?
And my focus is bottom half too.
Would not believe that for a second.
But the interesting bit is there, you can look at it and you go, oh, I want to get better at that. Like, make sure a little bit competitive, which we've talked several times off podcast, but if something's competitive and it's a game, like I'm into it.
Mm.
It's competitive, but not a game. I don't care. Like, I don't care if I win or not, but if it's a game and competitive, I'm, you know, I want to do it. So it's good that some of these things have that built into it. So it's not just logging away. It actually becomes fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's good. Like, you could encourage everyone to do these things in your team and you could make it like an internal competition, I guess.
It's yeah, definitely.
Well, you don't need to encourage it because it's fun.
Yep. Well, yeah.
I mean, if you're having fun at work.
Pass the tools over and then see what happens.
Yeah, look at the benefits.
Yeah. And it separates. It's a good one too. Like, you separate from the people that want to actually get better from the people that are sort of doing just what they need to do.
Mm.
Yeah.
Better than making them go to a training.
That's.
They want to go to.
Exactly what I was just thinking.
Forget about.
Yeah. They go to a conference, sleep, remember the nice little bakery goods that they got for lunch and then.
Say they were there.
Was excited that they were leaving.
That's my CPD points. I'm all sorted.
Yeah, even doing that for like a team building exercise where they go to a conference, have lunch, and that's the team building. It's just, I don't know, I don't think it's quite that successful.
Yeah, you're going to you got to get that why in front of
people, don't you? Yeah, so I guess that's a good little segue into talking about like team building. And improvement.
Awesome segues to make. That was great.
But it's just, it's the improvement that you can see, or trying to improve your team's like communication and collaboration. I mean, if they feel like they're achieving something, then they're more likely to be engaged. So I guess Duolingo, Elevate, doing the Sudokus, they're all things.
Talking point.
Yeah, a talking point. They're all something you can do by yourself. You can make it a team thing where you're like, all right, everyone, we're learning Spanish. Like, but I think more intentional things, if you're going to, I mean, it gets the end of the year and you're like, okay, we need to do a team building exercise because morale is lacking.
Well, that's what everyone does, so we better do one.
Must have a pizza, like a pizza day or...
Sorry, I knew I was going to do that for you.
Oh, no.
It was an also subtle blast, wasn't it?
Do you have a awesome pizza?
And I was about to say, that's like, that's not like $5 pizza. That's like, that's pizza oven. Okay, I'm not invited. Damn. but yeah, when it comes to team building, I mean, I had a look around and there's like adventure retreats that you can do where you guys go out and...
Trust falls.
Yeah, trust falls. Imagine. Go do like
crawl a... crawl on the beach through the waves and get yelled at.
That's not exciting.
SEAL team stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I was thinking something more relaxing like jumping on a bike and going for a little mountain bike or doing a little bushwalk together. I mean, all depending on the capabilities of your team, but getting outdoors. If you're in an office environment all the time and you're like, okay, let's do something indoors, they'll be like, oh, this feels like work.
We could do golf. We've got a celebrity.
I think having a team building is if you've got a common goal to achieve, I think that's kind of cool.
Yep.
When it could be just you're making the lunch, for example, that's a common goal. But just get people working together in the same direction.
Make it MasterChef.
Just a bit different to work.
So
MasterChef.
Imagine the whole team all set up and we're, oh, who can make the best pizza? Let's do that.
Well, that's my lawyers had that. It was MasterChef.
Yeah.
And it was a team event.
Yeah.
And I've got the spatula.
Oh my God.
Took it out my first month because it was a game and you got competitive.
Yeah. I want to do that.
I also was partnered with a client that was a chef.
Oh, that's a win. That's so cool. Imagine you like start off and you've got to go to the grocery store and you've got to get all your ingredients and you're not allowed to have instructions and you've got to make your pizza and the best pizza wins.
Yep.
That'd be so fun.
A fun one that we did once was like a treasure hunt, kind of like orienteering, but everyone got vehicles and you could be a little bit careful with, keeping things sensible and not speeding and stuff. But you had to, you started with a puzzle and you had to solve that and go somewhere and got the next clue. And off we ended up at a client's farm, I think, and then whoever was driving the vehicle crashed into the fence post or the gate post because they're in a bit of a rush and didn't see it and a few other things, but it was a fun day. Come goal, a bit of competition between everyone and like it doesn't have to cost like thousands of dollars. It can literally be $50 for, a few pizzas at the end of the day, but just make it an activity, common goal, get people working together, having fun.
Yeah, I think that's cool.
There's a really good quote. Can't remember it verbatim, but it's if everyone's rowing in the same direction, you're going to get there quicker.
Sort of if people have differences and things like that, they can easily forget about them for a while when there's something else to focus on.
No, I think that's good. I guess volunteering projects are kind of similar. Like Relay for Life was just on and a heap of organisations do that. And everyone I know that's done it has absolutely loved it because it's completely different. You're walking for what, like 20 hours, but that's 20 hours you get to know the people that you're working with.
And that really good culture
of
giving back to the community.
Yeah.
And that builds community.
And everyone's impacted by that sort of... organization. So, yeah, I think that's a pretty cool one.
We've got a local one here, Grand's Van, which basically provide food and hygiene services to people. But a lot of people just go down there for arterial business. So groups of employees go down there and just help serve the food or do what they need to do, things like that.
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool. You want to make sure that you've got something for everyone. So let's just say you do like an adventure one, just make sure you the people who don't like physical exercise, the next time you're going to do something a little bit less. Like go do pottery workshops at the moment, super popular. Paint and sip.
Drinks and sip. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I ended up creating a cow once that looked like a really weird cow.
Let people know that they can opt out as well. I've been in workplaces where there's always a couple of people that just, I don't want to do anything. Okay, that's your choice. You don't have to do it. We're going to try and find something that you are going to enjoy, but if you just want to clock in, clock out, don't be a part of the team, that's entirely on you. Obviously, from a management point of view, you look at that and, come on. If we're trying to develop a team here, what's going on? And maybe when it does become promotion time, you look at that and go, okay, well, these guys are engaging as a team and you've got people that perhaps aren't. Mm. Bit of a dark turn to that, but yeah.
The word's a team building, so, yeah. You know, it's not like you're saying it's compulsory, you must go and you must go build a team and be a team at the end of it. It's just lots of activities, and they don't have to be big things. It can be how can you integrate into the day-to-day life of your business that we're just trying to do a bit more teamwork and trial by fire or whatever it is, but common goal, and eventually, you know, people become the team after a long period of time.
Absolutely.
How frequent do you reckon you need to do them? Because I know people that do them every couple of months.
Yeah.
It's like the team.
Yes.
Some people really, really love them. Some managers really get into it, and business owners once a quarter, or once a month. It's depends on the culture of your team. Some teams do it at Christmas time. That's their entire team building exercise, is their Christmas party.
Mm.
It just depends on your setup. Like, ideally, it's operating like this team building every day.
Mm. Yep.
It's part of your business.
Mm.
And how do you do that? Little micro sessions. It's no different than micro learning, which is your Duolingo or your Elevate we talked about before.
Yeah.
Or doing that crossword a day.
Yeah.
That's building the team over a period of time. But I guess the bigger activities, it can be something that builds a team. It could be something that's not building a team. It's just people expect it. Or, okay, well, why haven't we done this? Or half the people don't go because they don't like it.
Mm.
Some people go, some people don't. Are they creating more bonds, or are they making worse bonds?
Yeah,
you don't know.
Make it worse.
Yeah. And if you do it every month, is it sidetracking for something else?
Mm.
But it's a really nice perk to do fun things as well. But could you do that in a different way? So yeah. I think it's just what you want to do. Like, there's no right or wrong answer for it.
Yeah.
The key is that you're trying to build a team, and then there's processes or things that you do to achieve that.
Yeah, I guess, like Ian said, just having a Sudoku in the middle of lunchroom table.
Yep.
And I had we had a paintball one time with a team that I worked on, and the management team did make it compulsory, so you just had to come along. And there was one lady there who was like, I'm not really, I don't want to go and shoot people or whatever. And
it hurts.
This person... Once they got the gear on and got the gun in their hand, was amazing. And I watched them run down a hill, fall flat on their face, and I'm like, oh, man, you've done some serious damage. Spring straight back up into Arnold Schwarzenegger mode. The things that you see from your teammates at these things, you would not see that in the office.
Yeah, just chucking everyone in a different environment.
Yeah, just push them outside of their comfort zone.
Same person did get shot in the neck and missed the padding, and had to explain to her boyfriend when she got home why she had a hickey.
Couldn't have been too hard.
Oh, dear.
Just going back to team building, though, just things that, like, micro team building, something we've been trying to do here for a while, and it's the technology is not necessarily there, but we all work from home in our business, so that makes it pretty much the hardest way possible to form teams, because you don't see each other or sit next to each other or go, how's your weekend, or go have a coffee together and all that stuff that most places normally have.
Mm.
But what was the program?
Habitica. I stumbled across this one because we use Microsoft programs, and that's all good. We use
Monday as well.
Monday, yeah. And so that's good for job management, but it doesn't necessarily create any sort of extrinsic reward. And so, like, what we've found is, well, definitely in my case, is that I'm writing my Monday task onto my piece of paper and then ticking it for some sort of
dopamine.
Yeah. Out of curiosity, we'd been talking about gamifying tasks for a long time.
It's on our development thing called the dopamine system.
Yeah. Just didn't know how to, we knew that we wanted there to be some sort of reward, some sort of challenge. It needs to obviously have all the tasks, and we need to be able to tag it accordingly to clients. Yeah.
And what we need to do day-to-day.
Yeah, so it needs to be quite practical. I stumbled across Habitica, and you basically have a little avatar, and you
still advertising.
Well, my avatar is a little person, but
Prickly Turtle.
My username, Prickly Turtle. Thanks, random username generator. Oh, I think it's fantastic. Anyway, so you jump in, you can set up your username, you can set up your person, you can customize your avatar. So it's got a little blue top on, it's very basic. You set up your daily habits, your to-do lists, your daily tasks. So they're like reoccurring tasks, and the habits that you get to put in are things that you want to try and achieve. So like your 15-minute break, your 30-minute lunch, read 15 minutes a day. That's where you can put in your Sudoku, all those sort of things. And as you tick everything off, you get
dopamine.
Coins, I'm pretty sure. Yet to like, well, I mean, I logged in for the second time and I got an egg and I got a growing potion, I'm pretty sure. So now I get to hatch a pet. So like I got a little pet that's going to grow.
Tamagotchi.
Basically, yeah.
I know people listening right now, like we want people to work, not hatch pets.
Yes, yeah. but bear with me. The more tasks I complete, the more money I get so that I can have more animals. Amazing. So as in like I'm still completing the tasks and I'm not spending 30 minutes a day trying to hang out with my pet because it does absolutely nothing. But it's the fact that I'm getting little bits of costume and stuff to add. We can do challenges as a group. So I set up this challenge where you read 5 books in 5 months. It'd be so good to have the rest of the team involved in that because you get a reward when you complete it.
And those that don't complete it just don't get their little certificate and reward,
yeah,
a badge.
Yeah. So imagine if you have the most elite little avatar and everyone else has got little basic avatars, you clearly know who's working.
There's a lot of industry leaders who have talked about being able to engage the new workforce, the younger workforce, the fresh out of school, 20-somethings, coming into the workforce, and they say, why can't they just work like we did? Well, when I'm 40,
so don't allow people to get whipped anymore.
Yeah, well, that's exactly it.
No, I don't want that.
I'm 48 as of today.
Congrats.
And thanks. I made it.
Was it actually your birthday?
No.
Oh, good.
No. But when I was coming through as a teenager, the work environment was quite more abrupt and abrasive, and you just dealt with it. You don't do that anymore. We're more inclusive. We're more aware of the psychology of how people succeed. And for us as business owners of my generation and above to sit there and go, well, why can't these kids just do what I did? Because they can't. That's not how they've been trained. That's not how they've been brought up. And let's be fair, that's not how humans learn and succeed.
Aside from that, though, there's some things about the system, which is why we wanted it. You know, we want to build a team. We want to have people having some pride in their work or, you know, I've been here for a while and some sense of accomplishment, which, you know, is tied to something that they've done. And that's not a kids these day thing. That's always been the case.
Yes.
Because you have scouts and they get their badges and things, and you have your cross stitch groups. Yeah. And they have their little things that they put on their shirts and whatever. So that's something that's been around for a very long time. So the idea of that you can have a system and people have the things that they want to do and the work that they need to get done, and then over time you get a little pet, but it's not wasting your time. If you don't care for any of the stuff, it doesn't matter because you're still ticking your boxes.
Yeah.
You still need to do it anyway.
Yeah.
But for someone who's been there 5 years, they have a badge that's like a special thing that says 5 year, blah, blah, blah. So I think the point is that, you know, can you use your business system to turn it into a bit of a game, a bit of fun, or provide that little bit of acknowledgement, you know, that 20-year long service, you know, gold watch, for example.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, things like that help build the team and get a sense of, you know, community and a bit of, you know, you might not be my boss, but you've been here 20 years, so you still have some respect, you know, that people are looking for.
And the number one reason people leave a workplace is apathy, and a little bit of acknowledgement along the way can help avoid apathy.
I think, it does sound a little bit funny and childish, but you've got to, like, admit that the gaming industry is quite popular. And
what's hacking, that's, right?
Yeah.
100%. We feel good when we get things and do things and collect things and so you use it. Yeah, use it.
Yeah, so I think that's a really cool one. That's going to improve personal and team productivity. You can also put your personal goals in there as well, like drink enough water and make sure you step outside.
Habits.
Yeah, so it's quite cool.
We've used that word a few times, habits.
Yes.
It's your constant companion.
Yeah.
So you've either got good habits or bad habits or habits.
It takes a while to build in habits, doesn't it?
It's one of those things where people, a habit is, it creates success, and they say that success leaves clues. most successful people have pretty strong habits that point towards their success.
Yep.
It's no different in business or personal life. Your habits are always with you. So use these. We've got the technology in our pocket that can create some positive habits,
mm-hmm.
whether you like to expand on your maths or your English or you or whatever other things are in Elevate or a different language. The habit that you're building is your brain power is increasing.
So just sort of, I guess, to summarize a little bit, unconventional ways to improve. We're not necessarily talking too unconventional, but, you know, if you want to get better at something, whether it's woodworking or sport or whatever, you do lots of little bits of practice, so that builds up over time to be very good at something. So you know, team building, the buzz is go on a big adventure and do this and do that, and it's great, you've got a team, but it's not really the case. It's the little things that add up over time and the things that you do.
Mm.
And the same for you, you know, if you're a good joiner, you've learned to be a good joiner with lots of little things over time. So if you're not good at certain things, it's finding those habits and doing that hard work, but we can make that fun and we can use that to give us a break for the day as well. So it says unconventional, but it's probably, we're talking the unconventional way now is conventional, rather than just looking for something to magic bullet solve it for you. Just, you know, use some of these things, fill the gaps and work on it. But you've got two areas in your business that you get big gains. One is you. So most people don't do any training for themselves. And the other one's the team. How can you get people more involved, more actors, and work together?
If you feel good about yourself, you're going to be a better employee.
Just going to be better.
Better, yeah. Yeah.
Less fail and just better.
Very good. All right. We'll wrap it up there. And we will catch you all on the next podcast.
Cool.
Bye. Everyone.